Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website astrologyalchemy.com. Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm your host, Sheila Belanger, and I'm here to honor the big full moon eclipse supermoon in Leo that's on January 20th. It occurs January 20th at 1 degree of Leo, at 9:16 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, on January 21st at 5:16 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, this is a supermoon, and a supermoon is a new or full moon that closely coincides with the moon's closest point to the Earth in its monthly orbit. We can feel heightened emotionality and intensity at a supermoon. Lunar eclipses occur at a full moon. The sun and moon are opposite each other in the heavens, and the earth is in between them. And the earth blocks the light of the sun on the moon's face. That's where the eclipse comes from. Lunar eclipses support endings and culmination points in your life. This podcast, Astrology Alchemy, is dedicated to supporting you with astrological information so that you can lean in and do the deep inner work to transform your old patterns of lead, your old patterns that are over, so that you can manifest the gold of your true nature. Eclipses are incredible times to do that deep transformational inner work. Now, this full moon is in Leo, and the sign of Leo connects you with creativity, joy, and sovereignty. And it highlights where you struggle with a lack of self-worth and where you might perform for others to get approval to belong. The sun is in Aquarius, the opposite sign of Leo, and it connects to your uniqueness, desire to break free of constrictions, and egalitarian values of freedom for all. This full moon eclipse invites each of us to balance the needs of the personal with the needs of the collective. Yes, embrace your individual sovereignty and self-worth, and respect and honor everyone's worth and value, humans and other than humans, more than humans, not just human beings. Now, here's some reflection questions for your own inner work of turning the lead of your old patterns to the gold of your true nature. Number one, what patterns of hiding your gifts are done now? And how do you boldly embody your gifts in service for the world? Number two, how do you honor and respect others in a real, actualized way? Not theory, not ideas. How do you walk the talk and show up to respecting all beings? Now, I want to remind you with these podcasts, if you go to the website, www.astrologyalchemy, you can download the podcast script. So any of these questions, the poems, the quotes that I offer you, you can just go grab them. So I want to honor a poem for this full moon eclipse. And I looked for one from Mary Oliver, because as most of you may know, our beloved poet Mary Oliver passed this week. And I want to dedicate this podcast to her spirit and soul, that she travels well in the bardo. And I want to bring forth a poem of hers called Sunrise, which helps us know a bit from a poetic point of view the opportunities at this full moon in Leo. Sunrise. You can die for it, an idea or the world. People have done so brilliantly, letting their small bodies be bound to the stake, creating an unforgettable fury of light. But this morning, climbing the familiar hills in the familiar fabric of dawn, I thought of China and India and Europe and I thought how the sun blazes for everyone just so joyfully as it rises under the lashes of my own eyes. And I thought, I am so many. What is my name? What is the name of the deep breath I would take over and over for all of us? Call it whatever you want. It is happiness. It is another one of the ways to enter fire. Mary Oliver. This full moon of Leo and Aquarius invites us to really see the universality of who we are and our deep interconnectedness with all beings. What is my name? What is the name of the deep breath I would take over and over for all of us? Call it whatever you want. It is happiness. It is another one of the ways to enter fire. Now, there are some sub-themes of the Leo full moon solar eclipse, full moon eclipse. One of them is Uranus squares the full moon. The planet Uranus is about 90 degrees away from the sun and the moon. Uranus is the maverick archetype and supports you to liberate from inappropriate constrictions and address honestly patterns of self-marginalization. Uranus square the full moon eclipse challenges you to stop acting out with immature rebelliousness and rage as a way to get attention and punish the world for your sense of being marginalized. It's time to cultivate a deeper ability to accept yourself, address your pain in sustainable ways, and recognize what you can offer to the larger community in support of its challenges and needs. It's freeing yourself so that you can help to free others. Here's a reflection question of turning lead to gold for the Uranus part of the full moon. How can you be a change agent for radical self-acceptance so that you can be a change agent to support necessary changes in the world? The way the personal and the collective interweave together. How can you be a change agent for radical self-acceptance so that you can be a change agent to support necessary changes in the world? A second sub-theme of this full moon eclipse is Jupiter and Venus square Neptune. Now, this happens at 14 to 15 degrees of Sagittarius and Pisces, and I just name this for those of you who know how to work with the degree measurements in your own birth chart. As I've said in many podcasts, don't worry about it if you don't know that. You're still going to get plenty of information and support from what I offer you here. Now, this connection of Jupiter and Venus square Neptune aligns with the larger 9-month Jupiter square Neptune cycle that is active till about September of this year. If you want more details on this cycle, you can listen to my podcast, Key Cycles of Winter 2019. You can get that on the website, Astrology Alchemy website. Venus is the archetype of the lover and relational one. It helps us connect to what we care about and our own ways of being in relationship with others. Jupiter is the archetype of the teacher and the carrier of our core beliefs. This archetype helps us to really align with what do we believe in? What are our cherished paradigms and beliefs? And finally, Neptune is the archetype of the dreamer and visionary. It has a connection to both what we aspire to, what we envision, as well as where we get scared and get caught in places of victimization. Now, Venus and Jupiter align with your cherished beliefs around what is most important for you. Neptune invites you to have faith that the current changes in your life's journey do have purpose and meaning. You are not a victim. This cycle challenges you to first recognize where you dogmatically insist that your values are the correct ones, and secondly, where you go under a spell from a victimized part of you who's terrified that you will lose what you love. Many of us are struggling with this right now. You see it in your personal life, and you definitely see it on the collective political stage. This particular cycle is a kind of spiritual crisis that challenges us to address our unconscious dogmatism and recognize a larger perspective of truth. So the full moon eclipse having this subcycle with Jupiter, Venus, and Neptune really activates the challenge. Okay, I have these beliefs about what are my resources and what is important to me, and I'm holding on to them and insisting that they're the right ones. What happens if I release my fear and terror and begin to honor that my values and what's important to me is good and everyone else's is right too in their own way? So here's a lead to gold reflection question for you with this Jupiter, Venus, Neptune part of the full moon. What entrenched beliefs about values, resources, and relationships do you need to release? And how can you expand your perspectives and cultivate faith in the current upheavals, both collectively and personally? I want to give you a quote from Terry Tempest Williams that honors this challenge of honoring what's in our life, where our wounds are, but also not falling prey to our victim identity and then getting into the darkness and woundedness of that. Terry says, "I want to feel both the beauty and the pain of the age we are living in. I want to survive my life without becoming numb. I want to speak and comprehend words of wounding without having these words become the landscape where I dwell. I want to possess a light touch that can elevate darkness to the realm of stars." The truth of our own woundedness, our own fears, where we feel so afraid and victimized, and yet this aspiration, this vision of how do I see a bigger picture? How do I believe in a bigger picture? And I have that light touch that can elevate darkness to the realm of the stars. Now, a third subcycle of this full moon eclipse is Mars square Saturn. And this is at 14 degrees of Aries and Capricorn. The warrior Mars, the archetype, and the structure maker Saturn seem to butt heads to challenge you to get on with it with regard to changes you need to make with responsibilities and life structures. Now, Mars is the warrior archetype in us, or warriors, really can help us understand where we get rageful and angry, and we get resentful. This Mars square Saturn quality of the full moon activates the challenge to shift old stories and patterns of carrying anger at external authorities because you feel impotent to steward your own life. It's time to courageously take self-authorizing actions to maturely address your current life challenges. Your rage and your resentment are trapping you. And how can you let that fuel you in a sacred way to have the potency and agency to make the changes you need to make, to step up to your own executive function inside yourself, to say, it's my life, and I will risk having the courage to make the changes I need to make. Here's a lead to gold reflection question for this Mars square Saturn quality of the full moon. What is yours to do and what is not? And how can you implement appropriate changes around that awareness? Attune with what you know you need to do and do it. Now, finally, this full moon eclipse, supermoon, aligns with a much bigger cycle coming in 2020. So I'm going to take a little bit of time now at the end of this podcast. It's a little bit more technical astrologically. I did talk about this material in my podcast on key cycles of 2020. I'm going to link it right now with this full moon eclipse. The full moon eclipse aligns with the upcoming Jupiter conjunct Saturn cycle on December 21st, 2020, and what's called the Grand Air Mutation. I will explain this. First, let's talk about Jupiter and Saturn. They have a 20-year cycle that signifies a new political, cultural, and economic era every time they come together. Now, this Leo full moon eclipse aligns with the next Jupiter-Saturn cycle that begins at winter solstice of 2020 in the Northern Hemisphere. It'll be summer solstice for those in the Southern Hemisphere. This happens at 1 degree of Aquarius. Now, without being too technical with you astrologically, all it means is that the current challenges and opportunities of this Leo full moon eclipse foreshadow much of the necessary individual and collective changes that are necessary to navigate the big changes of 2020. As we move toward that time, you may recognize where you need to close down life structures and responsibilities that have run their course to prepare for the next phase of personal and collective growth and sustainable life structures. This is definitely this full moon eclipse. It happens at 1 degree of Leo in Aquarius, the moon and the sun, and it completely lines up with this place in the sky where Jupiter and Saturn will meet in little under 2 years. So it's like saying, tag, you're it, people, both personally and collectively. Now, here's the next part of it. This has to do with what's called the Grand Air Mutation. Jupiter and Saturn unite every 20 years in the same zodiac element for about 200 years. The four elements of fire, earth, air, or water are linked to the zodiac sign in which Jupiter and Saturn come together. Now, since 1802, the Jupiter-Saturn conjunctions have been in the Earth element. When Jupiter and Saturn conjunctions switch to occur in a new element, that is called a mutation, and that marks the start of a new era of about 200 years. The upcoming Jupiter-Saturn conjunction in 2020 is in the air sign of Aquarius. Once that happens, their conjunctions will continue to stay in air signs for about 200 years. Now, astrologer Robert Blaschke has noted that historically, when the conjunction, Jupiter and Saturn, is in air signs, there is rapid social progress, significant intellectual development, and new concepts entering into human consciousness. So that's what we're going towards. End of 2020 will mark the beginning of a new 200-year cycle with that air quality. Now, Jupiter's Saturn conjunctions have been in the Earth elements since 1802, most recently. That was the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. Now, Robert Blaschke goes on to say that when Saturn and Jupiter conjoin in the Earth element, societal infrastructure evolves globally and there is substantial wealth creation along with extensive land settlement and territorial disputes. Just think of the last 200 years. What has happened in terms of the colonization of the North American continent, the genocidal qualities embodied in taking land from indigenous First Nation people, and the whole culmination now at the end of this cycle since 1802 of the unfair distribution of wealth. So the shift into air signs that's coming in 2020 indicates that the cultural phase that began with the Industrial Revolution is over and in its death throes. Now you can see this daily in the political news, not just in the United States or North America, but globally. What was collectively developed around wealth and territories on multi-levels is up for deep transformation. Now, I want to remind us that when something is dying, a person, a system, an era, the dying process can be incredibly painful because what needs to be transformed comes up. It's like the poisons need to be lanced. The wounds need to be brought up. And we are both personally and collectively going through not just current changes in our lives, but also we're alive now at the turning of this era with the Jupiter and Saturn switching, their conjunction switching from earth element to air element. And this is incredibly destabilizing, and it's necessary. So in many ways, each of us has to do the hospice work that's required to have a good death, a sacred death of the old ways, so that the new can flourish. And so I'd invite you to lens back, and as you see the insanity that is occurring in our world now, to recognize, oh, this is where I need to lean in as a sacred hospice worker in my life and in the world. How can I help the dying happen in a good way, in a sacred way? And how can I help the harm that is coming out of this dying process be mitigated a bit? So some of the questions with the lead to gold journey of this full moon eclipse aligning with Jupiter and Saturn's changes coming at the end of 2020. You might ask yourself, what era of your life is ending now? And where do you need to deeply transform your relationship to quote-unquote wealth and territorialness? And thirdly, where can you be a sacred hospice worker for these changes? Yeah. So I'm going to give you, as a completion of this podcast, I'm going to repeat a quote from Jessica Murray, a brilliant astrologer, that I made in my podcast last fall on the cycles of 2020. Because again, it feels so apropos to honor the alchemical opportunities of change for the full moon eclipse in Leo. Jessica Murray says this: mass consciousness change is an agonizingly slow process, but we can honor both the inner and the outer dimensions of life by living through the center of our charts, center of who we are. That is, holding steadfastly to our unique inner skill set, Leo, while accepting responsibility for living when and where we live. This means that if the world seems to be losing its humanity, we reaffirm our own humanity. If the society we live in is insane, we commit to maintaining our own sanity. If we despair that the necessary social changes are so vast as to be out of reach, we remind ourselves that great leaps of collective consciousness have only ever been achieved in one way, by enough individuals being tuned into the bigger picture and willing to respond to the urgency of the times. These are the opportunities of this full moon Leo eclipse. May you be well served by your own transformational journey, and through it, may you serve the world in its transformational journey. Thank you. So I'm Sheila Belanger, and I want to thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Thanks, everyone. I so appreciate you continuing to pass the word to others about this biweekly podcast. You can go to the website, www.astrologyalchemy, and particularly you can go there to see resources, other astrologers, and articles that might support you. I also want to say again the invitation to consider joining me at my upcoming program on Whidbey Island near the Seattle area in early February called Follow Your Longing, Navigating the Edge of Your Soul Calling. It's a program particularly designed for this eclipse time, because we all may struggle with old patterns in fearful inner figures who stop us at the edge of fully contributing our gifts effectively in service to the world. The program Follow Your Longing, Navigating the Edge of Your Soul Calling offers tangible experiential skills and practices for navigating this rich and mysterious edge. There are still a few places left in the program. If you'd like more information, go to the resources page on www.astrologyalchemy.com or to the Northwest Soul Quest website, which is www.nwsoulquest.co. Thank you so much. Bless your journey of alchemical transformation. Take good care of yourselves. Thank you.
You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available at the website, astrologyalchemy.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.